Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got another dude!
Hey! What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Dudes to the right, dudes to the left, stuck in the middle with you.
Got another dude!
Heisman Trophy, Bronco Nagurski Award. Ultimate dudes.
Got another dude.
O-line you, bunch of dudes. Lot of dudes.
Yeah! Another dude in the house.
Welcome to the Lot of Dudes podcast, season 2, special edition reunion episode.
We are back, and we are so excited to be back. We are on campus. We are back for our 5-year reunion. View from the office, if you saw our Twitter, is overlooking Alumni Stadium, a stormy Alumni Stadium. Maybe a forecast of what's to come for our ACC opponents this year. Matt, it feels so good to be back on campus.
Tell you, we can almost see Coach Addazio's office right from where we're sitting now. We're on the 6th floor of 90 Commonwealth, for those of you that are familiar with
campus. Nope, 90 St. Thomas More.
Oh, that's confusing.
Yes. Yeah,
but anyway, happy belated birthday to Coach Addazio, of course. For those of you that are unfamiliar with the program, we are Boston College Sports' premier.
Preeminent. Preeminent.
I think you're using that wrong. I think it's just premier.
Preterite.
Yeah,
okay.
Premier podcast for all things sports, dudes, beers, et cetera.
Beers, et cetera. I think that's a good way to sum it up. And we want to have a quick episode here. We have the athletic seminar with Martin, don't call him Marty, Jarmon coming up at 11 a.m. It's 10 a.m. right now, reunion Saturday morning.
Which, by the way, credit us for being awake.
Great job by us, not to brag. But anyways, we have a quick 30 minutes here. We wanted to get back on the mic while we're together here. A lot to catch up on. We haven't talked since before the Iowa game. Well, we've talked. We just haven't talked on the podcast since before the Iowa game. We are friends in real life sometimes. And there's a lot that's happened. So let's just dive right into it. I don't know. Do you have a place you want to start, or do you just want to chop it up?
Let's start with the bowl game real quick. We made the executive decision to not recap that game because it sucked. There was nothing really redeeming about that game that can be used going forward. We zapped it out of our memories.
I will say this. If it was a field that was not a sheet of ice, we win that game by 3 touchdowns. AJ couldn't cut. It was a pathetic display of field. I mean, it's typical Yankees to not be able to put a field together.
Yep.
It's always Bush League in the Bronx. They have no idea what they're doing. That entire staff is pretty much disgusting, quite frankly. And that's a game we should win. We're lucky to escape it without any injuries, honestly.
And I'll say this. I thought Coach Addazio put a great game plan together. They just couldn't execute because of the field conditions.
That's so true.
That's the story of that game.
So true.
Coach Addazio out-coached
really good.
And the Eagles win that football game 99 times out of 100.
I will say there was one injury that we did get. A friend of ours got a severe black eye from an Iowa fan. That person will remain nameless for the sake of anonymity, but broken orbital bone, I believe, was the diagnosis. Is that correct?
Anonymity. Yeah, I'll tell you what. So whoever that happened to, same injury that Joel Embiid had.
Oh.
And you'll notice that he was out for three weeks.
Yeah.
I was back in the accounting office 2 days later.
Oh, okay.
So, or not me, but whoever got
your friend was in the
whoever got
your friend was accounting. Right. All right. So I think we're gonna do the usual segments here just to hit on some topics. So dude of the week, dude or pooed. We got some of our roommates chucking around here. They're gonna bring us some food in a minute, so apologies for any extracurriculars. I don't know.
Or peripheral.
Peripheral
noise.
Vision. Yeah. We got a lot of things going on. Dude of the week. You want to just dive right in?
Let's go with that.
And dude of the week here, let's be clear, is can be due to the last 6 months or whatever the last time we talked was. So it's a big window. A lot of stuff to work with.
So I'm more of kind of my recent memory is kind of what works for me. So I'm going to go with Kai Bowman as my dude of the week. Unless you've been living under a rock. We'll get to that. But Kai Bowman is back. He's officially coming back to the Boston College basketball team next year. We did not Jerome Robinson. Well, more of that to come. That's
more to come. Oh, you have one of those coming up.
Yeah, I botched that a little bit, man. It's all right. Let's keep it going here. So, Kai Bowman, who you guys remember was an integral piece of last year's team that almost snuck into the dance, will be back. He flirted with the draft a little bit. Didn't hire an agent. And he announced on Wednesday last week or this past week that he'll be back. We now have a pretty formidable, even without Robinson, a very formidable.
We got a team.
It's a team that can make some noise in the postseason next year.
And we'll talk about some extra players in that team in a minute. But by the way, with my dude of the week, us, for breaking all of this news. We have had an absolute red hot couple months. So I don't know if we've talked about the Hamilton signing. Again, Jairus Hamilton. Jairus Hamilton. Signed with Boston College basketball, four-star recruit, by far the best recruit we've had in over a decade in terms of...
Since Craig Smith?
Yeah, exactly. In terms of, recruiting rankings. So, again, not to pat ourselves on the back too much, he told the coaching staff, I want to say like December 14th, hey, I'm going to come to Boston College. These are facts. He told them on December 14th, we're going to come to Boston College, but I want to tweet it on my birthday in January. So the staff knew. We have a source inside Conti. More on him later.
Or they.
We have a source inside Conti. They gave us a tip. We tweeted it a month before it was announced, and we did not get the credit that we deserved from everyone. Having said that, this past week, people believed us now that we had the Jaruski signing under our belt. We said the day before he announced, Kai Bowman, our sources confirmed, is coming back. And we were right. I want to give credit to, I'll give a shout out to a couple people here who gave us credit. The Resurrection. BC Atlanta Eagle, accsports.com. They have 30,000 Twitter followers. That's pretty good. Not John Rothstein and not John Goodman. They did not give us credit. So F those guys, but otherwise due to us for breaking so much news. Two big stories.
And we're obviously new. We're a little young compared to some of the other sources that are out there. But it's funny, after the Hamilton one, people were on Rivals saying, who the heck are these fourth and dude guys?
I paid a $10 subscription to get on Rivals to trash talk people. I got scared. I didn't actually do it, but I took my $10 all the same.
But to tell you what, so we obviously nailed that one. And then, we break the Kai news and, people.
They took it seriously this time.
They sure did.
So I paid $10
Fool
again.
Me once.
I paid $10 again, which is, Rivals, you can just talk into a free subscription. So bad job by me for paying. But I paid again and they were taking us seriously this time. They started a whole new thread reported by Fourth and Dude. It felt professional, honestly. So again, great job by us due to the week, due to the 6 months. It is funny though, because I think we're primarily a football podcast. We don't have any eyes and ears inside of alumni, only inside of Conti.
So yeah, it is interesting.
We gotta curate a source for that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well,
maybe the seminar.
Yeah. I mean, Coach Daz and I are tight, emotionally at least.
Did you get your birthday card?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Did he say thank you? Did he just send thank you
now? How old do you think he is? He's one of those guys that's way older than he looks.
60.
Yeah, he's like in his 60s.
He's 60. He's definitely 60.
He looks like he's 42.
Yep, I guess that guy. Look it up. Steve does, yeah.
All right, I'm going to jump into my pood real quick here, Matt.
Have you done your dude?
No, we're gonna do the pood first because it's kind of...
Everyone knows it's very confusing for new listeners that are in here for insider analysis. So we have dude of the week, and then we also have dude or pood. Very confusing, I agree, but it's too far gone and we're not going to change it.
I'll tell you, we had an opportunity with this new season.
Adazio is 61.
Yeah, okay. Eight more years till he turns 69. So
he'll be here. He will survive at the Heights.
How many championships do you think he'll have?
Eight.
Probably.
Eight. Well, are you counting the Florida ones?
No.
Okay, then eight.
I'll tell you. So we had an opportunity to kind of revamp the pod a little bit and maybe clear up some of the confusing dude.
Not going
to
do it.
First dude of the week versus pood. Well, pood's fine. And also align the fourth and dude name with the Lot of Dudes podcast, which I can't believe we did.
It's Lot of Dudes podcast brought to you by Fourth and Dude.
Why isn't it just the same thing?
Should be. I don't have an answer for you. Where's our food?
Yes, I'll tell you. All right, so my pood is going to be Jerome Robinson leaving. Obviously, he was the MVP of the
team. I don't know if you call it a pood. I'll retort. I don't know if you call it a poo. The guy wanted to get his money.
Yeah, but who cares?
Like, he's going to be a top 15 pick.
No, he probably won't be.
He's
lucky to be
shooting
first
up the draft boards.
Okay, everyone says that.
He'll
be late 20s. He'll be in the late 20s.
Well, that's what everyone said originally, but apparently everyone's impressed by how well-spoken he is, and they're going to draft him higher. That's what the reports are saying. Seems a little problematic, to be honest, but... Yeah, I don't know. I don't love it. But
so anyway. I think it's 10% good if you want to say that. It's great to have an eagle in the NBA.
Jack, do you want to take a picture of us for the Twitter?
Can I just keep going? It's 10% good. Great, we're getting an eagle potentially drafted in the first round here.
Yeah.
We've never had making it very difficult to focus here.
Sorry, we've never had a guy in the lottery, and I don't think he will, but he could sneak in.
We definitely have.
No, we never. Boston College has never had a person in the lottery.
Sean Williams.
No.
He was close.
Yeah, he might have been close. We've never had a person in the lottery.
You looked that set up. So it's 10%. I'm like, this is the fourth time I've said it. It's 10% good. It's 90% bad.
Well, it's bad. It's
listen,
all, yeah.
Listen, it's a poot. Okay. I was down on J-Rob at the start of last season, and he absolutely proved me wrong.
So dumb.
It was the worst take of all time. I said, he's a volume scorer, and the only reason he's good
is
he's
going to do nothing without A.J. Turner. I think was the take.
I hated A.J. Turner, too. obviously, we have enough good players without J-Rob, but he was the guy last year. Whenever you needed a bucket, he made – I mean, he was the reason for, you know, I'd say – how many wins did we have last year? The overall majority, he was the key piece.
We had 19 wins.
Bowman's great. I love Bowman, but Robinson was the guy. And if Bowman doesn't make that huge jump next year, I still don't think this team – I think they're a bubble team at best, depending on how good Hamilton turns out
to be. And by the way, being a bubble team at best is like not a bad spot to be with losing your best player, bringing obviously your second best player back, and bringing a good class. But like I'll take – I mean it sucks to say because it's a loser mentality because at some point we need to get – like at some point the odds say that we will get in the tournament. I don't know when. Like I don't know how many years we have to do this. But it sucks to continue this pattern. But having said that, with the roster we have, being a bubble team, our source just walked in, by the way. Our eyes and ears inside of Conti just walked in. We won't reveal his name.
He or her.
He or her. But no, I mean, I think it's not. I don't think it's a bad spot to be.
Picture this roster with J-Rob, right?
J-Rob, we'd be.
You get Bowman. Yes. You get my guy Vin Baker II. You got Hamilton. You got Mitchell. You got a full on ACC contender.
Mm-hmm.
Without J-Rob, you're probably kind of back to where we started. But with the possibility that Hamilton's a stud, and
Winston Tabbs, by the way, other freshman. Winston Tabbs is supposed to be kind of a stud.
So yeah, we say this about every freshman coming in, though. They never make it.
They usually transfer. They do after nothing. Like 2 months.
They all transfer. Yeah.
All right. Well, again, I think overall I'm very excited about, and it's a mini dude, which should be a major dude, but
it's a dude within the pood.
The state, the state of the basketball program right now is in I think a good spot. We had a good end of the season. We went to the ACC tournament. You and I, not the team. The team obviously went. They had a nice run there. Stephon Mitchell, by the way, our source has literally just confirmed, is getting NBA looks. I mean, this guy is good. He's going to be an NBA guy someday, so he's getting NBA looks. Combined him with Bowman, combined him with the young guys.
Which I officially don't understand how the NBA draft works. No, I don't get it. Like, are they looking at me too?
Yeah,
like,
probably. Well, Stephon Mitchell is good. Get out of here with that.
No, but he's like, he averages 8 points a game.
He was a freshman on a team with like two elite scorers. So yeah, he's only going to average 8 points a game. He's going to beef up this season.
Also, hot take. He's a college player. He's not an NBA player. He will be a bad.
That is a hot take.
Put it on my gravestone. He will be a bad NBA player.
I'll go to my dude quickly here. Boston College recruiting for football. I guess for basketball too. Both. Kind of all of it. But football specifically, there has been a significant step up. And the talent that we've been getting over the last, 3 months, 6 months? This recruiting cycle. We see it right now. We can look at the IPF, the indoor practice facility. It's beautiful. You can't really see it from here, but we drove by it the other day.
It's huge.
It's really big.
It's the biggest structure. It's like the eighth wonder of the world. It's the biggest you've ever seen
in the world. And like, I don't know if that's the answer or if it's because we have a good team now, but there has been a significant changing of the tides. A couple years ago, we were getting people over like UConn, Stony Brook, Harvard. Now we're getting guys over the Sam Johnson kid who recruited a couple weeks ago, quarterback, had offers from, I believe, Michigan, Missouri, Iowa. Like, those are the people that are getting people over now. Obviously, A.J. Dillon came to us over Michigan. So there's been a significant change in the guard. And I don't know if it's just they love Daz and he's just, they
How
just
How could you not want to play for that fucking guy, man? I love that coach.
Well, I know you do. We all know you do. But I don't know what it is. I think the practice facility plays a big role in it. And I also think people understand what's happening here and that we're on an upward trajectory. So,
well, we're also winning. I mean, winning is kind of the key here.
And we're not going to spoil it. We'll do it for a season preview, but we're going to win 12 games this year. Well, 14 if you count. No, 15 if you count the ACC championship and the playoff.
It's my dude, Matt.
Segue right into it.
Right. So my dude is the schedule. The schedule came out a couple months ago. and it is electric. It's going to be very difficult in the second half of the season, but it's kind of the inverse of what we did last year. So we kind of went through the gauntlet through the first half of the season last year when we started out 2-3 or something. Maybe 2-4.
It wasn't good. Whatever. It was bad.
And it's kind of the inverse this year. We have a lot of winnable games, so there's a very, very good chance. You know, if we get through, really the big test is Purdue in the first half of the season. If we get through Purdue, you know, I'm not worried about Wake. We will, in all likelihood, be at least 6-1.
Should be.
Can I say that?
Yeah, you can.
In
say
all
that.
Likelihood, we will be 6-1.
Don't save for the preview, but I agree with you. Yeah,
but I think we'll be 7-0 going into that Miami game. Was it Friday? Is it Friday mm-hmm. night? Friday night in Miami.
Nope.
In Chestnut Hill. Yep. Had a 50-50 shot.
We're a Boston College Insider podcast. A neutral site game.
That game, it's good. And Miami obviously won the Coastal last year, right? I mean, that game will be nuts. And AJ Dillon will be getting all sorts of Heisman love. Anthony Brown, I mean.
Heisman love.
Maybe.
Miami stinks. I want to put this on the record. Put this on my record. Miami is a bad football team. They were a bad football team last
remember,
year.
You remember, they were bad during Saturday day games.
I'll say they're bad against games that, like, don't have college game day there.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I guess so. So I don't know. They're gonna come to play, and they return pretty much everyone from that team last year. So I made that up. I don't know.
It does sound right, to be honest. that's a great
thing. They're one of the favorites to win the Coastal this year again. So that game will be electric, but it'll be great. I mean, BC will be ranked. I hate that we have that mindset going in. We're setting ourselves up to be very disappointed.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm going to kill myself like mid-October. I think when we're like 3-3.
So, yeah, whatever. So kind of the pood within the dude is that the second half of the season is going to be very rough. We're going to go from 7-0, potentially 7-5 or whatever. But
potentially 12-0, but again, we'll save it for. We'll save it.
We're going to be 10-2. I think we're on the road to 10-2 again.
I like 11-1. I think that sounds. 10-2 does sound better, but 11-1, I like too. I'll go my pood quickly here. We talked about it briefly, but my pood is people not getting us credit for breaking recruiting news. We have a major source inside Conti who's currently sitting right next to us.
Or her.
They are sitting next to us, and people just don't give us the credit that we deserve. Some people do. We already gave those people a shout out. People who don't, you know who you are, and you're dead to us.
All right. And with that, so this is obviously the special edition Boston College 5-year reunion episode. And with that, we typically have, what do we usually do? We do the
top five plus six man notable alumni.
So instead, there are no alumni because the alumni are here. We are the alumni.
We are the alumni.
And I would put us in the top five.
I would six man at least. Yeah.
What we should have done the top five BC alumni.
We did that. We've already done that.
Did we do that?
I think so. I don't know what week we would have done that.
Okay.
But we did
So what we decided to do for today's episode is the top five reunions. Matt came up with this. I don't fully understand it, so mine kind of stink. but we'll see how this goes. Matt, why don't you go first? Because I still don't understand the category.
You try. I pooed my mouth. You go first.
No, Matt, I'm literally not going to go first because I need you to explain it to me.
So, you know, the idea is, again, anything, reunion, you can do whatever you want. And I tried to explain this to you. You can do anything with reunion in the title. You can do musical reunions, like reunion tours, TV show reunion episodes.
What's a reunion tour?
Like when a band breaks
up. I have one.
Okay. All right. So anyways, maybe you get the point. Sports reunion. I'll go my first one.
Could Homeward Bound, like when the dogs reunite with their owners?
That would have been a good one. You shouldn't have said that.
Can I use that?
Yeah, go first.
All right. So that one's mine.
Starting.
I'll give the backstory. So obviously you have Chance, you have Shadow, and you have the cat that no one gives a shit about, who are in
San Francisco. We are an anti-cat podcast. I want to be very clear about that.
They're in San Francisco, and I don't know how. It's like Home Alone, but with pets. And Shadow has a very deep voice. It's like the deepest voice I've ever heard in my whole life.
Hey, Peter. Especially for a dog. Huh? It's pretty deep for a dog.
It's very deep, yeah. So anyway, that's when I think reunions, that's what I think of.
Okay, that's actually a really good one.
Okay.
I think you impressed yourself and you impressed me with that one.
That really came together nicely.
That was great. All right, I'll go next. I'm going to go my first one. The Simon and Garfunkel reunion concert in Central Park. 500,000 people. 500,000 people in 1981, according to my notes here.
Yeah, that's also not true.
Yes, it is true. They had 500,000 people there.
They reassessed that and realized there was like 90,000.
That is wrong. They had 500,000 people. They had 500,000 people there.
Matt, how's this going for you?
Wikipedia. They had 500,000 people. Audio is so incorrect.
Whoa.
No names. No government names. That's not a government name, is it?
It sounds like a made-up name.
It's a made-up name. That's number one. By the way, the album is a must listen. They recorded it. Warner Brothers recorded it. It's probably one of the most, if not the most famous live album of all time.
I'll say that.
I don't really care for Simon or Garfunkel.
I prefer
Abbott and Costello.
Aren't they in a fight? They're in a
yes. So that's why it was a reunion. Now they like each other again.
Yeah,
they broke up for years, and they're like, you know what? F it. Let's play Central Park with 500,000 fans. 500,000.
Hey, this would be funny. Hey, guys, Mary fuck kill. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say that. You can swear.
Shout out Chance in the chat. All right, Matt, you're
right. All right, my third one. I got my third one. I'm going to go over the sympathetic vote here. I'm going to go Army or service member reunions, homecomings, reunions, when they reunite with their dogs, when they reunite with their families after tours overseas.
You can't say that because mine sound really stupid when you say like.
Yeah, I mean, I know you hate the troops. Like,
no,
I know that's
I love
a,
the
that's
troops.
A new thing.
I love the troops, but
all you talk about is how you go. I'm Matt, and I hate the troops.
I do. That is a good one. That's
so. That's my third. And again, sorry that you know I care more than you.
No, I was talking about the dogs, and you were talking about the troops. So it's kind of like
that's true.
All right, so I have another dumb one. So here we go. Actually, no, I'll go with this. So, American Pie Reunion. I think that was a movie.
American Reunion.
American
Reunion.
Pie.
No, it's just American Reunion. It was the American Pie. It is American Pie, but it's just called American Reunion.
So I don't know which movie it is, but I like the one when they're at the lake house.
That's American Pie 2.
Summer. Yeah.
So that's not a lot. That's
well,
not.
Can
a
I just change it though?
Yeah. No, just American Reunion.
I like the whole trilogy.
It's a four. Four movie set.
I like the quadrilogy.
Quadrilogy.
So I like when they go to Lake House specifically, so maybe it's not the reunion one, but those movies are fun to watch. I like those. All right, so I'll also go with my last one here, right? Hootie and the Blowfish does a reunion tour once a year.
Oh, yeah.
In Charleston, South Carolina. Every August.
There. People forget you're from there.
People don't realize that I lived in South Carolina. So they obviously Darius kind of realized he was a lot better than the rest of the band. And went out on his own and kind of did a country thing. But Hootie and the Blowfish is obviously one of the best bands of all time, probably. Is that widely accepted?
I'm not going to take that stance on this podcast, but you keep going. Simon and Garfunkel had a 500,000-person concert. Nobody go to this.
Okay, so they only do it once a year, and it's in Charleston.
Your facts are so wrong, being that it was only 90,000 people, by the way.
I'm saying that was 500,000 is a rumor.
No, it's true. It's on Wikipedia. There's multiple sources saying.
If you haven't been to Charleston, I recommend you go. It's a great concert.
They did a concert in like Rome that had 600,000 people. That was the only one they did bigger than that. So, keep going.
No, I already went.
Oh, you did it. All right.
Yeah.
You done?
It's over.
All right. My last one. The Seinfeld reunion episodes in Curb Your Enthusiasm. Great little segue in the arc there. Seinfeld is a show that I feel like everyone has forever been like, it would be great if they all got back together. They never did it on like for real, but they did it on Curb, and it was a cool little.
I don't really get Curb.
It's smart humor.
I don't get it.
It's smart humor.
Yeah, but I get shows though. Mostly,
yeah.
I don't get that one.
You don't get that one.
So
a couple other.
More like dude, your Curb, your dude.
Yeah,
just for good.
That's pretty good. A future one after Steve Adazio retires because he has too many rings.
You don't say that. Don't
in a good way.
Talk about that.
Brian Flores returning to Boston College to be head coach. Current Patriots. Kind of defensive coordinator, but he's not named that. But he's
he just made that up. That's not a reunion that has happened.
It's in the
it's
future.
One that might happen.
It's in the future.
So you can say that about anything.
All right. So we'll end it. We'll end it with.
Hold on. I have one more.
Oh yeah, you got one more. Hold on. I'm excited for this one. Save the best for last. Didn't make the top six, but otherwise pretty good.
Yeah, I thought I had. I don't have one.
You don't have one.
don't
this
have
is our
one.
Fastest episode ever. That's when you don't have games to talk about.
Yeah. Is that it?
I'll throw all our extras in the segment, I guess, that we'll call late night. Late night. So if there's any extra things that we need to talk about, or is late
ooh,
night?
Ooh, new section.
Yeah.
Should we do kinda, Duteus Corpus?
Yeah. Yeah. Who do you want to put to, who do you want to bring to trial?
How about the Boston College women's lacrosse team?
Yes.
Duteus Corpus. Guilty.
No. What's the good thing when you're in court? Acquitted? Well, why are they? What are they on trial for?
Being a good lacrosse.
Oh, they're
guilty.
Guilty of being a really good
but
lacrosse.
Not the best though.
Oh, other thing is just to chat about the baseball field, which I know you hate the baseball team for some reason.
Yeah.
Baseball field and softball field are gorgeous, but beautiful. I haven't been over there yet. I don't know if you've had a chance, but
no, I don't care about the non-revenue sports, which I know
we just
I don't
talked
want to alienate
about
our audience.
Corporate. No, that you, see, you
that
should
was filler.
Care
that was filler, Matt.
You got to. It was exciting to watch. That, by the way, the women's lacrosse final fours. Those two games were phenomenal.
We said all the time, I would trade any measure of success that
of
any
course.
Non-revenue sport has had to make a fucking basketball tournament.
We got a new fencing head coach.
Great.
So we should maybe talk about that.
Men's or women's?
I think they're the same. I think it's a fencing team.
Can anyone confirm?
Yeah,
confirm.
It's
co-ed.
Yeah, like
really?
They're just a fencing team.
Do you fence against women? If you're a man?
I would imagine not, but honestly, I don't know.
All right. So that's the special edition reunion episode. Thank you guys for listening. This has been a lot of fun.
And stay tuned to the Twitter because we're going to ask some questions to Martin. Don't call him Marty Jarmon at the athletic seminar in
15 minutes.
15 minutes. Yeah. We probably should have Colbo and get a little loose in conversation before that.
We should
try to go in like 5 minutes.
We should.
All right. Well, thank you all. Yeah. Thank you all for listening. Those of you that stuck through it, God help you because this was a little disjumbled, but.
But we'll
the boys
back.
Are back. The boys are back.
The boys are back. We're gonna continue breaking news. Hey, can you guys quiet down, please?
Hey, stop. It's
we're gonna
live,
continue
live
breaking news. We'll continue covering it. We might put a little spring game blog together.
Don't follow us for insider analysis, but we are insiders. But we also tweet things like when we drink and whatever. So a little bit all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we might actually have to change the password.
Yeah. I was thinking about it. That's probably smart.
Yeah. This has been
a lot of fun.
Thank you guys for listening. And
Matt, it's good to talk to you again.
It's always a great day to be a dude, Matt.
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.